I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Good morning.
Good morning.
My little friends.
What's up?
Nothing. What's up with you? How's life in baby town?
You know what's funny?
What?
How awful is it to be a kid's food?
You mean... Like,
I mean, at 3 in the morning, I was sitting there reading the news on my iPad, and the missus walks down the stairs with two, in a mesh tube top, with two plastic things. Mm. She looks like she's in, like, Austin Powers or something, like some ridiculous bullet gun, like, yeah, exactly. Like some kind of machine gun boobs or something, but they're plastic
cups,
attachments,
right,
to the
flanges,
and there's little
funnels,
things sticking off the
good
and
times.
I just was like, it's 3 in the morning, and there you are, you're the kid's food, and now
you
she's
are the beverage
and so
dispenser.
She, you know, stashes the milk to save it, and then she goes about cleaning all of these things at 3 in the morning. I was like, why don't you use formula? No. I was raised on formula, weren't you?
No.
Oh.
I was
weren't
breastfed.
You? Oh. I was raised on formula.
Yeah.
I think my mom did some breastfeeding for a minute and then went to formula. But they couldn't afford
formula. Formula is expensive.
So
a lot of
had
people
to go
got
the natural way. And all the enzymes in it, right?
Sure.
Are healthy
it's good
and
for
the bonding.
You. It's proven.
I would want to breastfeed.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, till the kid started hurting me.
Yeah.
And then I had to use utter cream.
Well, you have to, you know, your nipples get pretty dried and cracked.
Yeah.
And huge.
Yeah.
They like engorged?
Your boobs would get bigger.
I can't.
But they would stick off the front of your chest like there'd be no sag anymore. Like they are the best they ever look. But they're so, but you can't touch them. They're hard as rocks.
Like, ow.
But the
areola?
Yeah, well, just the whole nip area is
beat
huge.
Beat tip.
Is it?
It's actually,
is it sexy?
I haven't noticed that
as a man.
I like it, but I don't get to, you know.
I was afraid that my nipples would stay enormous, and they didn't. Everything kind of went back to normal for me.
And then drooped.
No, they're not. I mean, they didn't do too bad, like, overall. I've seen some people who've breastfed and now.
Oh, good for you.
Listen, I was relieved.
Your boobs are amazing, Sarah.
Thank you.
She
comes in
here without a bra all the time.
Yeah. No, I've seen them without a bra, and I'm like, wow, those are perky.
Thanks, Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, they're little, you know. Little ones stay.
They're bigger
perky
than they were when I saw them.
Yeah, they're bigger. They're a little bigger. I'm fatter, though, too, so that could be it.
We all are. Embrace it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I'm sure Eddie wouldn't recognize them.
Yeah, probably not. They
couldn't
were very
pick them out
small.
Did
y'all pass those on?
Very small at the time.
Anyway,
it's true.
It does seem like that's a bogus gig.
You know, that's one of the great reasons for maternity leave. I mean, there you can concentrate on just being a beverage dispenser.
Right. At 3 a.m.
Sure. At whenever a.m. Like, you just have to sort of give
all
yourself over to it. Right. Right. It always seems to be the a.m.s.
How far is... I know your house is big, Vinny. How far is the baby's room from your room, and how far is it from Isla's room?
All that's pretty much... Sorry. Upstairs
in
a little hall. No, not in a row, but there's a sort of a middle landing, and all the rooms sort of...
Like our suite here,
like,
and
that,
then
yeah,
everything around
right
it. Oh, that's neat.
So
Isla doesn't wake up if...
No,
or,
she's sleeping through it. But the kid isn't in her room. Or the baby's not in her room either. She's staying in...
A basket next to your bed?
I'm not even in our room.
Oh, boy. Mm.
I'm in my little guitar practice room. I'm sleeping there.
The Vinny cave.
And your mom? Going back and forth.
She's going back and forth, but there's a room downstairs that has a bed in it.
So she's set up to be in either house, whether she's when she's fully in or when she's like
anywhere she wants.
That is so great.
It is great.
What a good deal.
No doubt.
It's I'm sure the best deal for. Well, no, she likes being around the kids, so I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, but then she's like, "Let me breathe and get away from
this." I was gonna say she's probably the best deal is to be home, but no, she wants to be around her grandkids. So yeah, whatever. And certainly going to the look. It's a little apartment, but it's clean.
Sure.
Yeah.
I redid the whole thing. It's
nice.
And
she's alone.
And she gets to go there and watch her shows. And her shows are different than the Mrs. shows. Mm-hmm. You know, the Mrs. has on every channel, any TV you turn on, you will find that goddamn
HGTV.
The twins at all. How many of
them? They have like five different shows right now.
They're on every time I turn my TV on, and I only turn it on. Yesterday, I turned it on to find my sports show. I put that, let me get up. First, I have to just mute it.
Yeah.
I just can't even listen. Well, what we could do, every time they're hooking some family into what they can do to their home.
And then they do it, and it's awesome.
Ew.
And it feels like that family's so lucky.
Are they?
They are.
Every time, it seems that's what I catch that dumb show on, is them with their pitch. Well, we could do this, and we could
They take them to a few houses. First, they show them a house that's out of reach for them, right? Because the person tells them their wish list, all their dreams and hopes for what their house would be like from having watched HGTV for all these years. And then they take them to a place that has everything on their wish list, and then they tell them the price, and they're like, that's three times what we can afford. Mm-hmm. He said, all right. Now that we've crushed your dreams.
I know, that does seem like not cool.
All right.
Well, they say, you want these things, but it's unrealistic to go and buy them. So what we'll do is we'll buy you these cheaper houses and we'll put these things in them. And they show them the houses and the people are like, this house is awful. He's like, you got to remember with 6 weeks.
Imagine.
And that's the much part money. I always seem to catch is that what we got to do is we're going to put your dream kitchen in right over here.
Right.
We're going to break out that wall so there's room.
It's great. They do like computer animations of the whole thing. They show you how it could look and then the people have to decide which of the houses they want to go for.
I just feel like what happens after they leave? Like the walls come down.
Oh, I hope that doesn't happen. Right.
Plywood. Just curls up.
I mean,
they are doing a TV show.
They are.
And we're paying taxes on
that. They overextend what they can do in the period of time they have to film. I'm sure there's plenty of times, I have to imagine, you would know better than me, that they have to send people back afterward to finish the job.
Fix it all up. Well, and the other thing is that, you know that one that I like, Chip and Joanna Gaines?
Those are the fixer-upper?
I've never seen them. They're out of Texas, right?
They are.
Or Waco.
Waco.
But they go and they redo these people's houses.
Yeah,
and as I watched a few of them, and they find them a house and, they decide which house. It's same basic formula. We show you three houses. You choose which one. Chances are they probably already got a house. And then they redo the whole thing. And then they walk back in and it's a freaking showplace. Like, it's fully furnished and it's all ready to go. And as it turns out, that's just staging.
Right.
Like, they're going to yank all that out of there.
Unless you want to purchase.
Maybe. Maybe they'll
sell it $25,000
for this much more.
That happens all the time in those shows.
So it looks absolutely fabulous. And they show the family like having a party there, after like they're all gathered like, oh, can you believe how great this is? And then it's like, yeah, I can because it's been professionally staged and looks absolutely stunning. Mm-hmm.
So that's
going to happen when your crap gets moved in. It's going to look like your old crappy house.
All right. 650 says, currently nursing my 3-month-old. She just started sleeping through the night, so my boobs are on a whole nother level by the time she's awake. Ouch.
Yeah.
Sorry. But you're grateful
for the sleep, It is nice when they start sleeping through.
I would imagine.
Even when you start getting like 6 hours, it's like, oh my God.
Heaven.
I can't remember the last time I got 6 hours straight.
All right, let's just get to this. 650. Big Brother! Killer Vito comp.
Yeah. That was
and
good.
Tyler's straight hair. He's the curly head.
He's the super curly. He looks like Bozo.
Yeah.
It's so curly. So
or Carrot Top, right?
Yeah. Oh my God. He does kind of look like Carrot Top. It's more of like a kind of a golden brown or golden blonde, I guess, than red. But he does have the look, like his face kind of looks like, but his hair is pretty long. So one of the girls straightened his hair all the way and did a wonderful job.
Is it long? You know, when you straighten your hair, down it gets longer.
Down to a little past his shoulders. It's like, it's luxurious. He looked like Farrah Fawcett, for God's sake. It was amazing. And his face got already, like he'd never seen himself like that. And he was freaking out over it.
He liked it?
No.
Oh.
And then, of course, little JC, who's just got to be trouble all the time. You look like an old, independent woman.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
I'm every woman.
I don't know. Maybe he was trying to make him, like, an old independent woman like Caitlyn Jenner. Ooh. Or something. That was what I thought.
I don't know if I call that a compliment.
Yeah, that's all I could think of. I was like, I don't know what he means by that. Old. Yeah. He didn't look older.
Are you sure that's what he said? Because, you know, it's hard to
understand. Well, no, they put subtitles on all his stuff. I don't know. Who's he referring to?
I don't think he knew what he meant.
Yeah.
He must have missed a word in there or something because it didn't make sense. It was a good episode.
It was. Haley is, she's adorable but pathetic.
In what way?
She's just, you know, she's on her way out, even if it doesn't happen this week. And I actually don't think it will happen this week. But she's on the block, and her main squeeze got voted out last week. And she's so pretty. She's a pretty girl, but she just cries all the time.
Oh, she's pretty.
Yeah, she's the prettiest girl in the house.
Oh, for sure. And she's just pathetic. Like, it's sad. She can't really put anything together, and... You know, last week there were probably enough floaters that if they'd all banded together. But all the floaters, Tyler's playing a great game because every floater thinks they're with Tyler. Sam, who has no one, not even the guy she thinks she has. She doesn't have Tyler, but Tyler's like, yeah, final two, baby. And Brett thinks he's got a final. Everybody thinks he's got a final
He's going to end up being hated because of the way he's played. So I don't know if it's the best game yet or not.
It depends how it pans out.
He's definitely lied to people's faces.
Oh, yeah.
So in terms of gameplay, I don't know that he is the best. He's playing for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But the two girls who are a team, Casey and...
Angela?
At least they're not out there lying to people. So if they pull off a win or get to the bottom... They're not even that likable necessarily, but I think people would go, you didn't burn anybody.
Right.
You were straight up the whole way through.
I actually think that Casey is another one who really has... Angela has some blood on her hands.
But she was just hardcore about it.
She just said, here's what I'm doing. Casey doesn't really have any blood on her hands. Like, she's never... And she's very kind to, like, even Haley was so sad, and she was like, you can sleep with me, you know, because she didn't have anyone to sleep with anymore. She's like...
Why do you have to sleep with someone?
They just all do, I guess.
It's weird.
It is weird.
I wouldn't want that.
Well, they're all in the same room. It's like, just grab an empty bed. Why do you have to sleep with someone?
Grab your pillow.
Yeah, hug your pillow. You're going to be asleep. We need to cuddle.
Big babies.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Haley's kind of pathetic. What's her face? Haley is 21.
Oh, yeah. She's
so she's a young kid, and she teamed up with the wrong team.
Yeah.
And she's being a baby about it.
Yeah.
And she keeps saying, I'm going to figure out how to stay alive. But really, no, she's not.
No.
She's the numbers
are
against
her. It's luck of the
draw.
You're either in or out this week. And unless you win head of household next week, it's going to continue to be that way.
I can see the draw to attaching yourself to Fessel. He was huge. He was, you know...
But he made bad decisions from the get-go.
I know, but he's handsome enough, and he was huge. So you have to... I could see why someone who's smaller would go, I like the size, I like my chances, I'll be the brains, he can be the muscle, we might be able to make this work.
Unfortunately, he wouldn't listen. He would not listen to reason.
Right.
Like, he just thought she was crazy. Meanwhile, she's telling him the truth and trying to explain why they don't want to vote out their own ally.
Well, he's such a jealous.
Such a dumb.
I don't know how old that kid was, but he's got to learn to get over some stuff.
Yeah, he was another big, immature baby.
Pacing back and forth by the window, looking out there at her talking to someone else. I'm like, dude, that is a bad look for anybody.
Right.
You're on TV and you're pacing at the window, staring at your girlfriend.
Your quote-unquote girlfriend.
People will still date him because people will date anyone who's done anything.
Is he a big guy?
Yeah. He's huge. 6'5", I think they said.
He's a former college football player.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, that was what made it all the sweeter that Casey beat him at this catch the ball challenge.
That's his gig.
Challenge. So
right.
He was, you know, 15 points higher than anybody else, and then they finally reveal Casey, and she's 16 points higher than
everybody else. Hey, you want to hear something super cool?
Yeah.
This is going to... Shame on me
okay? Shame. Okay.
So you know that I watch pro surfing on the internet as the tour goes around the world, and right now, coincidentally, that wave pool that Kelly Slater built in Lemoore, whatever, they're... All the pros in the world are at
pool.
The contest starts today there, okay? So the day before yesterday, they announce that the men's and women's pro surfing tour will now have the same prize money.
I heard that, Vinny. I think it's great. It used to be like 60 grand for the girls and 100 grand for the guys.
Less for the girls. Yeah, way less. And it's, you know, the women's tour is not the big draw.
Right.
It's not. But... For them to do that, that's a huge step forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, and as the father of two girls, I thought, damn, man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. I love to see that. I love it for the women who are out there competing right now. I love it for the women coming up who are never going to know a world where stuff was like this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Ugh. I think that's pretty cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Go the way of Iceland, right? Everybody gets paid the same.
Go pro surfing. So they're the only sport... I think they might be the only sport in the world where the pay is, the prize money is equal.
Well, Ronda Rousey was bitching about that, and it was true. You know, like that was a huge pay-per-view event, and she made a tenth of what, you know, someone like Floyd Mayweather or somebody would make. And, you know, I mean, it comes down to money, and I can see that. But at least she should have made the same percentage of the money that he made. Whether that came out to the same amount, is irrelevant. She should make the same pennies on the dollar that guy makes.
Well, it's a stance that people have to take.
Yeah.
They have to, because certainly the argument's there that people aren't here to see that. They're here to see this. You know,
I understand the business part, but
women's basketball is currently having, in fact, it may have ended last night. They're having the WNBA is having their championship right now.
Mm.
And my chick loves basketball, and she's not watching it.
Right.
You're not watching it.
No.
I mean, yeah. I didn't even know it was going on. It's one of those things that, you know, you have to go like, people aren't supporting that the way they should for their things to be equal.
Right.
But I still believe in order for it to be, you just have to take a stance. And they did, and I'm proud of them. Go pro surfing. Awesome, huh?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
It is. It's really
shame on me.
Shame on you.
707. When Fessy was talking and making things worse, and he told Haley to be quiet and let him talk, the way he said it, red flag. That and the jealousy. That guy is controlling and potentially emotionally abusive, away from TV cameras.
Oh, I'm telling you, on the cameras, he was pacing the window. Like a psychopath.
Well, he's just a young man who doesn't know. He's very immature, and that's not acceptable behavior. And to shush someone who's, you know, treating her like, look, I got you. I got this. That's just gross. It's, you know, let everybody have their say.
Like, okay, 408 says, Big Brother talk again. Yuzi, don't pretend to be interested. So boring. 707, Dear Big Brother, please stop existing. Sincerely, America. I mean, I'm not necessarily pretending. I'm just asking the questions.
I know. I mean,
she's
brought it up.
Sitting here.
It's very nice.
Okay, let me ask you something that people will be interested in. Yuzi made videos yesterday Tahoe Blue Vodka, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Tahoe Blue Vodka.
TBV.
Okay. So I was here. She was getting ready.
Oh, yeah. She straightened her hair. She looked beautiful.
Yeah. You look great. And she's got this little outfit on, and she's going down to do this. So tell us how that went.
Where did you
shoot
it?
Well,
it was funny because I was thinking, well, that's the first time I've had my clothes off in the boss's office.
What?
Well, I had to change. Well, I was changing tops.
Oh, so you changed in Michael Martin's office?
No,
oh, in Greg's office.
It was on the second floor in that creative space. Where there's a basketball court
but there's
and
windows
the cornhole.
Right there.
Yeah, I didn't care about that.
Cornhole.
So I just turned my back to the windows. but I was just laughing to myself going, look at me with my clothes off at the boss's office. Greg probably doesn't know that because he split.
Hi, Greg. Usually was naked in your office.
Sorry, Greg. Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, so we did four different
Now, where videos. Can people see these? And can they see the original ones?
Tim's
going to.
Yeah, the original ones are at RadioAlice.com. There's a couple up there.
And they're just, they're really just ads for
yeah,
Tahoe
really
Blue Vodka.
Yeah, they're really recipes okay. for drinks. So I'm pouring drinks and this, and add that, Tahoe Blue Vodka, woo! And
how long
and,
did it take
and taste
yesterday?
Testing or not?
What?
Did you taste test or not?
Yes, of course.
Oh, okay, so
to.
You kind of partied yesterday.
Well, no, I was taking sip. I like, at the end of it, I'm like, that's good. And then I'm like, okay, take it away.
Look at me holding this.
No, just I, no, up. I took sips. And then I'm like, okay, get that away from me. Okay, take that away. And so how long did it take?
What time did you start?
Well, I went down at 10. Uh-huh. I think we started filming after 11. And I'm just sitting there watching people like go crazy.
Get things together.
And, yeah, right. And I'm just like, I'll just get up there and do my thing. It'll take a minute. And then I think by the time we were done, because I had Bryn feed my parking for me because my parking expired.
Yes.
And so by the time we were out of there, like 1 o'clock.
A couple hours. That's yeah. not the end of the world.
No, totally fine. Right. I was just, whatever. What do you guys need? Do you want me to do that again?
You have to. You got to brace yourself and just smile and do it.
And I just wanted the client to be happy,
sure.
the sales to be happy, Tim to be happy, cranky Tim.
And, he's been extra cranky lately.
Everyone, well, you know, I think he's got a lot on his plate.
Yeah.
Everyone demands his time. Mm. I mean, you could see people pulling at him. It's crazy. Everyone needs him. So good place for him to be in, that's for sure.
Yeah,
sure.
No doubt.
Utility guy in the building. Yeah. So, yeah, it was fun. Had a good time.
Good. And the videos are up at Radio Alice.
No, not yet, because Tim has to edit them.
Oh.
He's too busy for that.
I did, like, they're like, that was a minute and a half. You need to do less. I'm like, so you want me to talk faster? Okay, that's what I do. Talk fast.
All right.
Got it. There was one time I was like, 40 seconds. Is that fast enough?
Okay,
great.
And 40 is fast enough?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, boy.
I'm a fast talker, but, you know, I'm pouring drinks. And he's okay, so while you're pouring the drinks, talk about Tahoe. And I'm like, I'm measuring drinks over here. And by the way, Tahoe Blue, and I'm like just trying to, 1.5 ounce. And by the way, Tahoe Blue Vodka is locally distilled. And 3 ounces of this. And just so you know, Tahoe Blue Vodka, Tahoe Blue Water.
Oh, my God.
It was super fun, though.
That's hard. You're getting a lot of camera experience in the last few years.
It's fine.
Yeah. No, it's
smile.
Great.
Sure. The only thing was my forehead was sweating. Oh. I'm like, is it dripping down?
Every time you put your head, just add a few drops of your own sweat.
And then,
ooh, gives it a salty finish. Yeah. That's nice. Right.
You like that stuff straight?
That is, it's so smooth that it's dangerous. Huh. You know, you can drink that stuff like no problem. But no, I prefer
like a mixer.
Soda. With the lime, myself.
I was a straight guy myself. Yeah, looking at the picture of you right there with the bottle, I'm like, I'd pull right off that thing.
Did you see the video? Look
how great you look.
Yeah, it looks
great. It's at the Alice973 Instagram if you want to watch a story.
Oh, stories.
The behind the scenes.
I go like that. I don't have anything in front of me to drink. I'll use this soup.
Okay.
And Michelle's like filming, and I'm all, oh, hi, everyone. It's just silly.
Oops.
Yeah. Oh,
you got me. Don't worry, Drakes. I'll be back. Let me just put you down here.
Hi.
That's
very fun. All right. It's already 10 past.
Let's take
a quick break.
I just looked.
Play a song, and we'll be back right after this. KLSC, KLSC HD1, San Francisco.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.